And I also understand that one of the complications is the Europeans, who are very dependent on the Russians for energy supply and business relationships, but they also need to recognize that if Putin is not stopped now, we could find ourselves in a real conflict with Russia down the road.
Well, actually, let me jump in right there. Germany, arguably the strongest power in Europe,
in
at least
Europe,
economically,
right.
There's been criticism that Angela Merkel and others haven't been aggressive enough. What do you think of that? Do you think Germany's been as aggressive as they should be?
I'm quite an admirer of Chancellor Merkel, and I heard her statement when she was with President Obama in Washington. I thought it was a very good statement. But now we need to have tougher sanctions, and I'm afraid at some point this is going to probably have to involve oil and gas. The Russian economy is vulnerable. 80% of Russian exports are in oil, gas, and minerals. People say, well, the Europeans will run out of energy. Well, the Russians will run out of cash before the Europeans run out of energy. And I understand that it's uncomfortable to have an effect on business ties in this way. But this is one of the few instruments that we have. Over the long run, you simply want to change the structure of energy dependence. You want to depend more on the North American energy platform, the tremendous bounty of oil and gas that we're finding in North America. You want to have pipelines that don't go through Ukraine and Russia. For years, we've tried to get the Europeans to be interested in different pipeline routes. It's time to do that.